This is an MUT Radio podcast.
It's the piece. I am the MVP right here on a Monday. It's not a Monday. It's not a Tuesday. It's not a Thursday. It is a Friday on the Hlakadadivite Show. Entertainment extravaganza. We're giving you the best of the best when it comes to entertainment. And I'm Tanja Bafwetu. Sikia nama big brains. Sikia nabantu. Abashabo ma masters. Banama dissertations. You understand? Banama titles. Like, abantu abakhulu nontuthuko uyaphila?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good, man. I'm good. Nami khona abantu engibaphatheleke lapha ngaphambi kwakho la phambi kobuso babo. Wena ukho-ke la.
But I know ukuthi vele uzongisondezela bona, yabona unikeze. The thing.
Yeah, and I think ukahle lapho wena ontuthuko.
Yeah.
Wena uke waba nophenyane.
You can never get over that. What's wrong with you?
Skatsako Jangamanje, 11 minutes after the hour of 10 o'clock. Ladies and gentlemen, we do have Mr. Umthandeni Innocent Mthembu, and we do have Mr. Umduduzi Letukthula Wakamthethwa. We're going to be speaking to them because Benza at the Benzi Masters Yabo and Banama Dissertations Yabo. We're going to be having our questions. And also, what was the purpose of his study abage basenza asiqale ngasobona ba
niyaphila siyaphila mfowethu
sikhona ninjani
hay no complaints all is well
ngicela nje igama nesibongo
Mthandeni Innocent Mthembu
Mthandeni Innocent Mthembu asiqale ngawe but before siye ku Mr. Umthetho dissertation yakho is the sustainable development of Isimangaliso Wetland Park to mitigate the socio-economic crisis of surrounding community to improve the management of a protected area. Tell us more about that dissertation yakho.
Thank you, my brother. Firstly, dissertation yami is to address izinto zama challenges, especially kuma communities that are adjacent to the park. Here we speak of Isimangaliso Wetland Park Authority.
Yeah.
Based on challenges, way back, you know, would see the background, the conservation. Sometimes it has never been nice. But then, as the sesinga bantu esebenza kuyona in conservation, sesebenza kulama protected areas. How do we do into development yet? Because we have to develop, we have to do is into zama infrastructure. Like roads, bridge, if need be. But then how do we do that? How do we make sure that our development is sustainable? And how does that benefit our community adjacent to the park? Because the challenge that we have in nature conservation these days, if it's a skriwi, which people are not benefiting from, then it gives some challenges. Whereby utholukutabandu sebenza ama legal wildlife trade, poaching is into as and up again says drive our natural resources into extinction. So the study is addressing that to go as much as we do conserve and we develop or tourism, ecotourism, but everything that we must do, it must combine. It must combine as you can navigate the study. It talks of social economy. We need to balance the environment or conservation, social issues. And ecology and economical issues, because if we don't address that, then at the end of the day, our sustainable development is going to be compromised and the conservation at large is going to be compromised. So hence, I came up with the title of this study to zoom through what are the protected areas they can draw or learn from the development that is the sustainable development that is happening, especially in Isimangaliso Wetland Park, and what Isimangaliso can do more to improve their management of their protected area. I think that was based on that, my brother. Thank you.
Let us speak of a thematic approach to data analysis and the collection. How did you go about now getting to know abantu abazotshena lento vele oyifunayo investigation app?
When ufuna data ezoba accurate, you need to be not biased in general collecting ngayo data. So if you go to Isimangaliso, you'll find out there are lots of stakeholders key stakeholders like Okungaba Makosi, land claimants, fisheries, small scale, municipalities, masikhuluma ngo municipalities, they form part of our stakeholders.
Yeah.
And sometimes banama project whereby they need to do ama development, like your settlement where they need to develop. But they need to bounce back with the authority so that they can give comment with low development. Is it going to be done sustainably? sneakers are my comment. So when you do into your data analysis and collection, firstly, you need to consider these stakeholders. You do my interviews, nanabo. You ask critical questions so that you get critical answers. Because you don't accept ukuthi ama answers watholayo from your data kuba ama question azoba positive.
Yeah.
More you focus kakhulu kuma negativity so that you can able to improve the way you manage your protected areas. So I think that was the main. It was based on interviewing, getting knowledge from the people among our stakeholders, those who are currently happy and those who are still having those challenges, especially even the youth,
where
to encourage them to be part of this debate when we collect our data, so that we can see what are they thinking about these protected areas. Anything that they are seeing that is improving, or what can be improved. So I think that was based on that when it's come to data collection.
There is a lot of work that is being put in.
Absolutely.
So I want to know how long did it take to actually complete this study cycle?
It was quite an exercise, you know, it's because it's not always positive when you go out for interviews. Some people, they are just hesitant and reluctant to participate, because they sometimes abanye bayitshela ukuthi hey, yilo namuntu afuna ukuyachieve, what am I going to get uma ngenza le study. So kuyayithatha energy kakhulu. So I can't be exactly sure, but I think kwangithatha like yaboma 6 to 7 months to get information kahle yabantu ithinking yabo ukuthi kwenzakalani. And getting to analyze it, going back to them, ukuthola ama clarities. So it was quite an intensive study, but because I think I had a good supervisor who was guiding me properly, Professor Cooper Sam, I think it made me to navigate easily to get it done.
Now the study is complete. Supervisor Utena kunika the thumbs up. Utena, yeah, wenze kahle. The feeling, take us through the feeling now.
It was a great feeling, because sometimes it's not easy. You know, you write, you send back to your supervisor. Your supervisor will ask you to go back and correct 1, 2, 3.
Yeah.
You do that, you send back, and then there are some other issues. And then the study will be taken to external examiner as well. And then they will pick up some other things that you still need to correct.
Yeah.
But the feeling was unbelievable when I got the news that my dissertation is through.
Yeah.
And I believe it's not just to get it through so that I graduate with a master's degree. But I'm hoping that this study will make impact in the future. And for those who still want to do some more study on sustainable development, I think they can draw some other information from the dissertation itself to do even more study. Because if you zoom in my study, you can see that I recommend that further studies they still need to be done based on this study. Because we live with communities. Our protected areas, they are close to our communities, so there will be always change of dynamics and the way people think. So we need to always make sure that we balance that. So you can't say that the dissertation is done, it's cut in stone. You still need to do some follow up. Some other students, I think they still need to do it. They can even improve it based on the current information that they will be collecting at time.
Yeah.
But it was a very good feeling, I must say.
So you are 1 foot away from a PhD, right?
Definitely. I'm looking forward to that.
So
I'm
next year, so busy with Dr. Mthembu, right?
Yeah, definitely. Actually, I'm busy working on my proposal for a PhD. So, I'm looking forward to that. I think I need to just keep pressing this on button till we get there. There's nothing can stop us. It's only this guy that is limited, my brother.
Let us just call you Dr. Mthembu in advance.
It will be premature. It will be premature, but I'm looking forward to that. I'm hoping that my next interview, I'm going to be sitting here with you and addressing me as Dr.
As Tim. Doctor.
That will be perfect.
Thanks so much, Mr. Mthembu. Ladies and gentlemen, with the title of a dissertation, at the Sustainable Development of Isimangaliso Wetland Park. to mitigate the socio-economic crisis of surrounding communities to improve the management of the protected areas. Moving along, Nontuthuko, we do have Umiste Umthetha Umduduzile Thukthula. Yenage was speaking about the impact of the heritage sites in nearby communities, a study of Isimangaliso Wetland Park. Ngiyacabanga ukuthi Isimangaliso, they are so lucky having abantu abangaka beza ama studies abahlukahlukene. Mr. Mthetho, welcome to the show.
Ngiyakwamukela msakazi, ngamukele nabalaleli bonke bomsakazo wakho, ngiyabingelela. Sanibona.
So, the study circle was about the impact of heritage sites in a nearby communities, a case study of Isimangaliso Wetland Park. Tell us more about that.
Mfowethu, kuyiliqiniso ukuthi njengoba usushilo ukuthi ngumfoka mthetho ngathatha isinqumo sokuthi angeke ngenze ucwani ngolunjula ukuqikekela nokuthola ukuthi ingakanani impact.
Yeah.
Cisheke engaba khona edalwa izindawo lezi sibize ngamagugu phecelezi ngama World Heritage Site. Ngase ngithi zoom in kwisimangaliso ngoba isona esibaki enkulukazi cishe umhlaba wonke. Ekwazi futhi ukuheka ivakashe eziningi ezisuka emazweni amani ngahlukahlukene.
Yes.
Kodwa inhloso yami enkulu msakazi kwakuqonda ukuthi ke sebefikile ke bazivakashi ngoba i-background ye-conservation isitshena ukuthi kwasuswa abantu bakithi ukuze kwakhiwe iziqhiwe.
Yeah.
So sebe susiwe ke abantu bakithi ngoba sekufike isikhathi msakazi ukuthi kufanele nayo i-conservation si-transform. Ngoba asikwazi sithi abantu bakithi ba-remove endaweni ababehlala kuzona zoba bamkhulu.
Yeah.
Sazi kahle ukuthi iSouth Africa now sifacele ne-disaster whereby there's a high rate of unemployment.
Yeah.
One ukubuka ukuthi ke zona ke iziqhiwe specific to Isimangaliso Wetland Park Authority lingakanani iqhaza elilibambayo address noma ukulekelela endabeni yokuthi umnotho wendawo uthuthuke phecelezi obizwa nge local economic development.
Yeah.
Two, bese siyayibuka ukuthi ke also ma business bangakanani abasi naso ke sikwazi ukushintsha impilo zabantu endaweni ngoba ngiyasho ngithi without abantu bakithi bebe conscious kwi conservation.
Yeah.
Then ngisho ukuthi sustainability yase Isimangaliso izo collapse. So ke icwani ngulamlalo lapho ukuqonda ukuthi ke impact yaso ke Isimangaliso nama programs abawenzayo ayayani kubantu. Mhlawumbe umuntu akakuveza umsakazi ngoba angivelanga nami ngayisukela ngabuka ngoba since umuntu engomunye umuntu wama directors bomasipala abakhelene abayingxenye kwakho kwesimangaliso kungiphoqele ukuthi siqale establish obudlelwane phakathi kumasipala nesimangaliso ukuze sikwazi ukupromote kakhulukazi lento ebizwa nge-IGR.
Yeah.
So isitazame silapho ukuthi ke singathi uma siphusha i-development esumasipala ufice ukuthi Isimangaliso sona asasenzani. That's why sithe asike sibambisane ndawo sibe nama programs esizowala runa sendawonye njengomasipala lesimangaliso ukushintsha impilo zakithi ikakhulukazi emfowethu abantu bakithi abamnyama abahluphekile.
Yeah.
Sengigcina umsakazi. Ngiyafisa ukuthi lento ye conservation abantu beyiqonda ukuthi ngendlela ebale nga is very important.
Yes.
As much as funa ke si transform ngoba ayikho into engiphathe kabuhlungu umsakazi uzofica ukuthi iqhubeka khulukazi kudala be manage ngabantu abamhlophe.
Yeah.
Wabonakala umuntu omnyama nje uyinqamulela esiqiwini hayi bazoqala befuna ukuthi hayi nanti iphotsha.
Yeah.
Uzocupha because saziwa njengabantu i-background yethu besihlupheka si subjected to poverty. Kodwa uma kungowako bomhlophe uzothi hayi uyi-tourist ulethe imali. So yeah. Leyo narrative nokushintsha ke status quo since sigma position strategic kwi governance esifuna ukuthi si transform altogether.
Yeah.
That mindset yakubantu msaka.
Yeah.
Siyabona.
So usebenzise kakhulu i qualitative research. I want to know the method or tenor wa employer now ukuthola uk collect data kubantu njengoba ushilo futhi ukuthi na uphinde wakhulela futhi kuleza indawo futhi kumasipala. So what was the method, the methods that you employed to collect data?
Mfowethu uqinisile u qualitative method yone ke isebenzisile. One, bengade ngigxile kakhulu kuma business forums.
Yeah.
And then mangikhuluma nge business forum ngisomanta abale kunama cooperative khona, kunama SMMEs khona, ubese kuzoba ngoba into ebalekile ukuthola ukuthi amathuba avela ngu because interest yami local economic development ukuthi bayawathola nabantu ba local amathuba.
Yeah.
Because ama questions ame be based kuloko ukuthi ikhona ni role edlalwa Isimangaliso ukuba developer. Two, bengikwazi ukuthi ngitile kakhulu namakhosi ngoba
yeah.
Umhlaba siyaqonda ukuthi in KZN imhlaba yethu nobuholi bethu bendabuko buphethwe ngamakhosi bengikwazi ngikhumana kakhulu namakhosi namanye ka stakeholders asendaweni nabantu kubade ngidebana nabantu ukuthi bayakubona ukubaleka kwesimangaliso up until ke study sangitshela ukuthi no likhulu iqhaza libanje isimangaliso akhona ama project kumanje along imiphakathi yakhwayo and then ngaqinisekisa ukuthi there's more than 200 abantu ba local abaqashwe isimangaliso Western Park Authority due to ukusebenzisana nama structures are around the park.
Yeah. Isihlangeneke nango Professor Ukhupho Sami futhi as your supervisor esethi yazi ukuthini Mr. Mthethwa, this is it. Tell us umuzwa nje ufikile ngaleso sikhathi.
Okuqala msakazi nabalaleli akubanga into ebelula ukufika umuntu lapha afike khona. Ukolekt duct ecisha umuntu kungithatha almost a year.
Okay.
Then kwasho ukuthi beno professor obekade proactive in terms of ukusupporta.
Yeah.
Kodwa ke njengamanje nginakho even kuma engagement because in these days you can't engage with perspective even isikola sakho singekho being recognized.
Yeah.
So sengiyazi wena engage angisakhulu ngibe generic SLM person. Ngikhuluma njengo so science.
Yes.
So ke ngikhole ukuthi even ama institution esikubona kufanele kulalele esikusho because sikhuluma with something has been scientific proven. But I'm so happy ngifuna ukuqama and I wish abantu bakithi beqhubeke nemfundo because that's the only weapon we are going to defeat the issue of poverty.
I really need to have you two guys on the show, but we will talk about that because there is a lot to discuss, guys, about lama dissertations. Yes. But thank you so much.
Siyabonga.
Sinifisela ukuke okuhle moving forward.
Mfowethu siyabonga kakhulu.
There was Mr. Mthethwa kanye no Mr. Mthembu futhi kade benama dissertations wabo kade benabo kade sikhuluma ngakho la kwehlanganani midday show. It is MUT Radio baba. It is a Friday. Not to go. Out there tell the music. We're going to be back with more interviews after this.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.